Hello and welcome. This is Reverend Sandra L. Gelinas with you once again from the beautiful foothills of the Smoky Mountains, a very special part of western North Carolina, located in the southeastern United States. I'm delighted you're joining me this month, and since you're listening, let's begin. Adventures, Lessons, and Miracles, Part 2 of 3, Our Best Travel Day and the Worst, Meeting an Angel. After the early morning van from the marina deposited us at Shannon Airport, we boarded the short flight to England, eager for a week of hiking in the Cotswolds. Arriving in Winchcombe, our cute two-story row cottage was just as advertised, plus, courtesy of our landlady, a bouquet of white roses, a banana nut cake, and a bottle of wine awaited us. Next morning, we walked to the vintage train station at Greet to board a restored steam train. It was like stepping back in time. We bought tickets from the costumed volunteer, found our seats in the carriage, and watched billowing clouds of steam envelop us as the train chugged into a long, dark tunnel. We relaxed and enjoyed the slowly passing hillsides filled with neat paddocks and occasional clumps of sheep or cows. At the end of the 45-minute trip, we arrived at Broadway Station. My son, who lives in London, and his longtime Austrian partner were to meet us, but we weren't quite sure how they'd find us. While standing on the corner wondering what to do, a black car zoomed up right beside me. When I looked down, Jay's beaming face was looking up at me through the windshield. They'd found us. During lunch at a trendy organic cafe, we caught up with Jay and Simone's latest news. They too had been traveling, spending time with family and friends in Austria and France. For me, I just drank in being with my son, watching him tell stories and enjoying every moment. Since he's lived in London for decades, it's a rare treat for us to be together in person. I miss him. Afterwards, we drove back to Winchcombe, where we gathered around our small kitchen table. It was time for that essential British pastime, afternoon tea, so I broke out our landlady's handy treats. We talked till the light started to fade, and sadly, it was time for them to leave. That day will long linger in my memories as a perfect travel day. After two more days in Winchcombe, including a huge afternoon tea in the quiet back garden of an antique shop, it was time to begin our three-day walking tour of the Cotswolds. Day one started out great. Our driver, Eddie, drove us from Winchcombe to Chedworth Roman Villa, which is publicized as a luxurious country house from the golden age of Roman Britain. Eddie, who had our luggage, confirmed that he'd pick us up at the Wheatsheaf Inn in Northleach at 6 p.m. and drive us to the inn at Bleddington. After poking about on our own in the drizzling rain for an hour, a local archaeology professor took a group of us on an informative guided tour. We learned the villa wasn't the dwelling of homesick expat Romans, as I'd thought, but was actually built by a rich local trader doing his best to impress in the latest style, that of the Roman invaders. Distinctive bathing rooms included. After an hour of information, we were impatient to strike out on what we thought would be an easy five-mile walk. We picked up sandwiches from the villa shop and confidently strode off through the parking lot. However, after only a few yards, we discovered we had two very different interpretations of our directions. Luckily, we followed Bill's interpretation because he was correct. Obviously, orienteering wasn't my forte. After hiking fields and country lanes on rarely signposted trails, carefully climbing over various stiles, edging our way along a narrow sheep track on the side of an incredibly steep hill, we finally stopped to reconnoiter. Yet another bunch of frantic pheasants exploded out of the nearby hedgerow in panic. Once our hearts stopped pounding, we came to a most unwelcome realization. We were lost. Standing in acres of rolling farmland without a sign of civilization, there was no point in calling Eddie, even if the phone had worked. Frustrated, we backtracked, following our directions until we found a different way that seemed to fit. Eventually, we ended up on a busy two-lane motorway, no road signs or village in sight. Definitely not where we intended. Our hearts sank. Still stiff and sore from my fall on the boat, I was more than ready to call it a day. After plodding along the highway for a while, I suddenly spied a large commercial truck parked some distance ahead. Since I was too stiff to run, I yelled to Bill, "Go ask that trucker for directions before he drives away." Bless my man, he immediately took off. By the time I arrived, they were already mulling over our map. When the driver pointed out where we were and told us we had to return the same way we'd just come, tears came to my eyes. I was hungry, hot, and tired. We'd covered many more miles than the original 5 planned, and we still had quite a ways to go. The afternoon sky was sprouting menacing clouds. Time was flying. Truly feeling this man was an angel in disguise, I thanked him from my heart for rescuing us. Part of the miracle was that he could locate us on the map. He did look at me a bit strangely when I told him, "You're an angel." I'm quite sure my fervent prayers for help were answered by this one strategically placed man who thought he'd pulled over to sweep out the barley malt dregs before picking up his next load. Unhappily, we agreed with the driver's suggestion to continue along the highway, a much shorter, although more difficult, route to North Leech than our marked trail. Without ever finding any North Leech signs, and briefly getting lost 2 more times, we finally staggered into town 2 minutes before 6 p.m. Eddie's distinctive black SUV was waiting. During a blissful moment alone in the pub's public toilet, I fervently thank the divine, Ganesh, and all our angels for guiding us safely through the hike. In particular, I thank the angel who wore the guise of an English truck driver for us that day. We skipped the next day's 8.5-mile hike over more hills, moors, and meadows. Instead, we had a delightful adventure taking the local bus to the nearest laundromat located in the quintessential Cotswold town, Burton-on-the-Water, otherwise known as the Venice of the Cotswolds. Sometimes it's something as mundane as a desire for clean clothes that creates a great travel day. To be continued in December. If you'd like to check out possible life, past life, or ancestral connections to exotic locations with me as your Akashic facilitator, just click at the bottom of the article for a private session, or on the other link to learn to access your own records so you can request healing from your records without leaving home. And if you're inspired to leave a comment, it's easy. Just scroll to the bottom of the page. I'd love to hear about your experience of this Akashic inspiration. I personally reply to every comment, even if it may take me a while. Till next time, radiance, and love, Sandra.